Now it's time for Wagoner's Walk. Bill Ashton hasn't seen or spoken to Claire for some time, and it was a sheer coincidence that he should have met her in the street on Saturday morning outside the supermarket. Or was it?
Hello, Claire.
Bill, hello.
Oh. Here, let me.
Oh, no, no, it's all right.
Sorry.
It wasn't your fault.
I was bending down to pick up those tins.
So was I. I wonder which of us has the hardest scar.
Oh, really, I'm sorry. Are you sure you're all right?
Of course I am. Good heavens, it was only a little one.
Aye, but you look a bit pale.
I promise you I'm not suffering from concussion. Clumsiness, yes. Concussion, no.
Clumsiness?
Well, I dropped the wretched groceries in the first place, didn't I? Well, let's try again.
No, don't you do it. We'll only have another collision. You stay where you are.
Perhaps that would be safer. It was idiotic of me to drop the string bag.
Good job, they're only tins. No breakages.
Yes, I've got eggs in this shopping basket. That was a stroke of luck.
Yeah, all present and correct. Sue will be able to have her spaghetti rings for supper after all.
Yes. Thanks, Phil. I suppose it was the unexpectedness of it. Walking out just as you were going by.
Aye. Quite a coincidence. Long time no see.
That's right. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. How about you?
I'm very well. We all are.
That's good.
How's the job? Every time I hear from Matt or Lynn, business seems to be booming.
Well, I don't know about booming, but it's not doing badly. We just bought ourselves a refrigerator van.
Oh,
yeah. Ah, yeah, second hand, but it'll make a big difference to us having it. Matter of fact, I'm on my way to the old bakery now. We're going to repaint it, cover up the name of the previous firm.
Well, I mustn't keep you.
No. Dear, so you're busy too. Saturday morning shopping run, eh?
You know my routine. Well, nice to see you, Bill.
You too. Give me regards to Sue and Mike.
I will. Goodbye.
Oh, Claire, by the way.
Yes?
I'm not at Sophie's place anymore.
What?
I'm moving out. This weekend, actually. Oh, well, the bloke who owned the flat I was in, he's back from Japan, and I always knew I'd have to clear out when he reappeared.
Yes, I suppose.
But I would have gone anyhow. Wasn't really working out right. Not for either of us.
Tell me something. Did you just happen to be going by? Was it really a coincidence?
What do you mean?
I just realized. You really do know my routine. You could be pretty sure of finding me here on a Saturday morning.
Claire, I simply wanted to tell you.
Why? Why did you want to tell me? What do you expect me to say to you?
I don't know. Nothing, I suppose.
There's nothing I can say. Anyway, I must go. You're right. Saturday is a busy morning. Goodbye, Bill.
Goodbye, Claire.
Ah, watch it, Alexis. Don't get carried away.
Oh, sorry. Did I paint you?
Oh, not much. There's more of that paint on me than there is on the van.
Oh, don't worry. It will all come clean, I promise. Oh, there. That is the door.
Give me the spray gun, then.
Okay. Hey,
sir?
What are you going to do?
Front wing. Where we started. Needs a second coat.
Oh, no. He's no good. It's too soon. The first coat. She's not dry yet.
Sorry I'm a bit late.
Oh, hello.
Hey, you've really got to move on between you. Well done.
Oh, yes, we make the early start. Hey, Rob came and he pulled me out of bed.
Well, it's a question of getting on with it while the rain holds off. No point hanging about. I thought you were coming in early as well.
I was. Had a couple of complications. Sorry about that.
Oh, great. We're all here slogging our guts out the crack of dawn while you're having a lie in, I suppose.
No, it wasn't that. I promise you.
I don't know. Everybody's skiving off this job.
I'm not skiving. I'm here now, aren't ya? You think yourselves lucky I'm here at all. Be right, so I should be out looking for somewhere to live.
Why, what happened to your flat?
Oh, it was never really my flat. I used it while somebody else was away, that's all.
Oh, I thought you and Sophie...
You thought wrong. Sophie's got flatmates already, so I've packed my gear and moved out.
What, you mean you've got nowhere to go tonight?
Well, I'll find somewhere, don't worry. I can check into a hotel for a few nights if worse comes to worse.
Well, that'll cost a bomb. Look, I'll tell you what, you can come to my place.
What?
Why not? Come to think of it, you could move in permanently if you fancy the idea. Now we've got two bedrooms. It's always been too big for one person, really.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Why not? Number one, Wagoner's Walk, top flat. There's plenty of room. We wouldn't get in each other's way.
Yeah, I know. I used to live in that flat myself last winter.
Eh? Oh, yeah, of course, I remember now. Joanna did mention it. I forgot. Well, then you know what it's like. It'd be ideal for the two of us. And it'd help me as well. Someone else to share the rent with.
It's a nice idea, Rob, but really, I...
Honestly, it would solve all our problems. What you got against the idea?
Well, nothing, but... I'm not sure. I'd have to think about it.
Okay, you think about it. But I tell you, it'd be great.
Oh, I might have known it.
Oh, hey, look.
Put you three together to do a job of work, and what do we get? Mother's meeting, yakety-yakety-yakety.
Oh, we're waiting for the first call to dry, Mr. Bryan.
Yeah, what do you think of it so far?
Pretty ropey. Let's hope he looks better than that by the time you've got the second coat on.
What a waste. Perfectly good lamb cutlets, and Jeremy leaves nearly all of his.
Darling, I did tell you he doesn't like cutlets. He just picks out the lean bit and leaves the rest.
Does he have any idea how much meat costs these days?
I think so for a moment. He's only 7.
Well, then it's high time he learned a few of the harsh realities.
I suppose when you were 7, you were working in a bootblacking factory.
Oh, very good, Liz. Save it for the woman's page. You're telling little articles,
I can see I should have done the lunch today. It was so delicious.
Nonsense. Under the present circumstances, you go out and earn a living, I stay at home and run the house. Now, let's not confuse the issue with role swapping.
You mean I can't even cook Saturday lunch in my own kitchen?
Darling, I've got the routine organized now. I don't want to start making changes.
Pity, because I was going to offer to cook dinner one night next week.
What on earth for?
Well, for one thing, I'd quite like to have some social life in the evenings. I thought we'd give it a little dinner party. And I don't want you to feel I'm piling an extra chore on you.
I wouldn't feel that at all. I enjoy cooking, you know that.
And for another thing, we owe Matt and Lynn a dinner.
Matt and Lynn?
Yes, I thought that might make you think twice. I bet you wouldn't enjoy cooking for Matt. He'd never stop needling you about it.
Well, Matt has the most rigid, old-fashioned
idea. I don't think you want to say that.
Oh, hello, Jeremy. I didn't hear you come in.
Have you come to help dry up?
No. I don't think you want to say nasty things about Matt behind his back. It's not fair.
Well, I'd probably say exactly the same thing to his face if he came to dinner.
I can see I'm in for a very entertaining evening.
Well, I think Matt's a very nice person. He lets me do lots of things you don't let me do.
Yes, Jeremy, I expect he does.
He would have let me go and help Rob paint the van. He wanted me to help.
Jeremy, if you mention that damn freezer van once more...
Dan is swearing. Why is it all right for you to swear when I'm not allowed to?
I think perhaps it would be better if you went and played with Abigail until we're ready to go out, Jeremy.
I don't want to play with Abigail. She's boring. I want to go out now, on my own. Can I?
Out where? To spend your pocket money, do you mean?
No. I want to go and see Grandpa. I can, can't I?
Jeremy, where are you really going?
To Grandpa, I told you.
Not round to the old bakery by any chance?
No. You wouldn't let me.
You sure?
You think I'm telling lies and I'm not. I want to go and see Grandpa. Why don't you believe me?
Look, why don't we ring up Grandpa and see if he's in? If he is, I'm sure he'd be very pleased to see you, Jeremy. Come on. I'll get the number and you can talk.
Well, I don't know about you two, but I call that a good day's work.
Yep. It's pretty good, isn't it? Almost professional.
Yes, except for all the paint we spill on the ground.
Well, you can't expect miracles. It won't take long to clean that up if we all pitch in.
Well, actually, I think I'll have to leave you to it, Bill.
Oh. You what? You can't go yet.
Duty calls. I'm on at the restaurant tonight, and I've got to go home first to bath and change.
Oh.
Take me the best part of an hour just to get the paint out of my hair.
Now he tells us.
Well, he's okay, Mr. Ashton. We can manage.
I really must go. Maybe I'll see you later on, eh, Bill? If you decide to come round and doss down for the night.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'm thinking about it. Yeah, but don't expect it this evening, Robbie. I'll very likely book into a hotel for a night or two till I make my mind up.
I don't know why you don't settle for my flat anyway. It's the obvious solution.
Well, the thing is, I really want a place of my own. Thanks for the offer, anyhow.
Okay. Well, think about it. You could do a lot worse. So long, Alexis. See you.
Oh, hey, when you go through the house, you tell Mr. Briar the van is finished.
Will do.
All right. I'm sorry?
Wouldn't work at all. Me living at number 1 Wagoner's Walk.
Oh.
Just knocked on. Nice of him to offer, though.
You don't like to share with Rob?
Oh, it's nothing against Rob. Nah, he's a good lad. No, no, that's definitely out.
Mr. Ashton, is it really true you got nowhere to sleep tonight?
True enough. But I'll find a bed somewhere, don't worry.
Because I was thinking, you share my room if you like.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you, Alexis,
I finished.
Well, what do you say now, eh? Pretty smart.
Not bad. Not bad at all. I have to admit it, but that looks pretty smart.
Pretty smart?
Oh, bloody wars. Look at the paving stones, though. Looks like Picasso's come in and had a nervous breakdown.
Well, don't get your knickers in a twist. Alexis and me can clean that up, no problem.
Mr. Breyer, I was just saying, you know Mr. Ashton, he got nowhere to live now.
Oh, eh? Well, what's happened? Throw you out, did she?
Nothing like that. The owner of the flat just got back, so I'm house hunting again.
I see. And how does Sophie feel about that?
It's nothing to do with Sophie. I'm looking for a place of my own, that's all.
And I tell him, best thing he share my room, for a while anyhow, don't you think so?
You are? Move back here again.
I was just about to explain. I don't think Lynn would be too pleased.
Oh, no, Mrs. Breyer wouldn't mind. Why should she? You tell him, Mr. Breyer, it will be okay, eh? Won't it?
Yeah, well, I suppose if Bill's really got nowhere to rest his weary head, yes, damn it. Of course it's all right. Why not?
Well, of course you're welcome, Jeremy. I'm always delighted to see you, you know that.
And, Lizard, if I'm a pest, you can kick me out and send me home.
I'm hardly likely to do that to my only grandson, am I? I was very pleased when you telephoned. I even went out and bought a cake for tea.
Smashing! Daddy sent a piece of chocolate cake he made. Enough for both of us. I've got it in this bag. Sorry, it's a bit sticky.
Oh, yes it is, isn't it? Really, I do wish your father had mentioned that on the telephone. It would have saved me a journey. I bought a chocolate cake as well.
Oh, that's all right. I expect we can manage too.
I also bought some lemonade.
Is it the really super fizzy kind?
No, the sort that's made of real lemons. Oh. At least that's what the manufacturers claim.
Oh, well, never mind.
Would you like some now? Or would you prefer a cup of tea first?
Can we not have anything just for a minute, Grandpa?
Certainly, if that's what you prefer. Aren't you ready for tea yet?
Well, I'd rather just talk for a bit. That's really why I came to see you, Grandpa.
Oh, indeed. I'm very flattered.
No, really. I've got to talk to somebody, and you're the oldest person I know, so you're probably the best person to ask.
You think so?
Well, you've lived the longest, so you must know more than anybody else. And I can't talk to Daddy or Liz about it. And I suppose I can't say anything to Mummy either, really. Well, not yet.
Jeremy, forgive me, but I might be able to contribute more to this conversation if I knew what we were talking about. Do I understand you have a problem of some kind?
Yes, that's what it is. A problem.
Well, I hope it isn't a question of homework, because the newfangled system of mathematics they teach you nowadays is complete gibberish to me.
Oh, it's not that sort of problem. Grandpa, you know when Mummy and Daddy got divorced, they all decided it would be best for me to live with Daddy and Liz.
Yes, of course.
Well, was it all sort of official? I mean, is it the law that I've got to stay with Daddy forever and ever?
Well, when you're older, of course, you'll be free to live wherever you choose.
No, not when I'm grown up. I mean, now. Can it be changed now? Because that's what I want.
My dear boy, you don't understand. It's all very complicated.
But I do understand. And I want it to be changed. I've decided. I want to go and live with Mummy and Matt. All the time. Thank you.